RadioStPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome everyone to Job Talk. I'm your host, Dean Logan. And this is the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. My goal is to talk with every employer I can who has an employment opportunity for the people living in St. Petersburg and Tampa Bay. So Job Talk aims to provide a forum for anyone locally looking for a job to be introduced to employers in a personal way and to allow anyone nationally and internationally who's thinking about relocating their business or family to learn what it's like to work and play in Tampa Bay. And along the way, I get to meet and talk to some very interesting people. Today, we're broadcasting live from the University of South Florida campus in St. Petersburg, where they are hosting a very well-attended job and internship career fair. My guest today is Lisa Schaus.
Hello.
And the director of the Career Center, and Vishali Kakkar.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having
us on.
Thank
you so much.
And Vishali, thanks for joining us. I know it was really late notice, but thanks for coming on. Appreciate
it. This is exciting. I'm happy that I could actually attend.
Yeah. So let's let everyone know a little bit about you. Lisa, let's start with you.
Sure. I'm the director of the Career Center here at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Originally from Northwest Ohio, moved down here in 2013, specifically for this position here at USF St. Pete. Was a dream job of mine to work with college students in a career center and assisting them. So I've been here since July of 2013, actually.
And what did you do to prepare you for this position?
Sure. I actually received my undergraduate degree in communications from Defiance College in Defiance, Ohio. Then went on and I worked in a few different fields, including banking and as well as nonprofit, a little retail, and found that those weren't my thing and wanted to go back and work with college students. So got my master's degree in what we call college student personnel at Bowling Green State University in Ohio and worked in the field then and came down for this job.
So. Wonderful. And when did you start?
I started here in July of 2013.
Wonderful. Great. And Vishali, tell us about you.
So, Dean, I moved to Florida in May of 2013. I grew up in India, and I came to the United States in 2010 to pursue my master's in industrial and organizational psychology to launch my career in strategic human resources. Upon graduation, well, actually, let's take a step back. I got the opportunity to work with the career services on the campus where I went to school at, which is Illinois Tech. And I thought that was very exciting, but I was still going on the track to launch my career in human resources. I then moved to San Francisco, did consulting for a little bit in strategic human resources space. When I saw this position came up, I applied for it and I got it. And I think this is the most exciting thing that has happened in my life because I enjoy working with employers as well as students and, you know, helping them bridge that gap between the jobs and the right candidates. So
you guys have different roles, right? Mm-hmm. And so, Vishali, you work more with the employers?
Yes, I do. So I work with employers in identifying what opportunities can they possibly find a fit with USF St. Petersburg students. And I also work with students in helping them prepare for those opportunities so that we can bridge that talent gap that exists in what students go to school for and what is it like when they apply in the real world.
And so we'll talk about some of those programs I'm sure you've put together and several. And so, Lisa, tell us about your job.
Yeah. So as the director of the Career Center, I kind of manage all the things that the Career Center does, including the employer relations side, but also working with the students. So the Career Center is all things career. We help students figure out what they want to do as far as choosing their major and also what are the opportunities post-graduation. I say we're everything from I don't know what I want to do to I know exactly what I want to do. How do I get it? Mm-hmm. And so helping students also with things like figuring out who they are, what are their skills, interests, and values, as well as then doing resume critiques, helping them develop their portfolio, their resumes, their cover letters, doing mock interviews with them to help them prepare for interview opportunities, social media, everything career related, and getting them prepared for things like the job fair that we have today and so forth.
It's really interesting. You even have a career closet.
Yes.
And what a wonderful idea to help students dress properly for the interview. Is that the purpose behind
exactly. A lot of our students sometimes don't come to school with a suit, or maybe, you know, they haven't had that job yet that they can afford to pay for a suit. So we do offer the career closet, all donation based, from faculty, staff, community members, as well as some students have donated some things as well to other students. So it's a great resource for them to be able to borrow from at any time of the year for an interview or anything, as well as we have it right outside here at the career fair today. So in case they don't come quite ready, we've got something for them.
So, but you do accept donations then?
We always accept donations in the Career Center for our career closet, yes.
That's great. And so, Shali, tell me about a program that you're working on right now.
Dean, I work on a lot of programming where I bring employers and students on the same platform. Job fair is one of them. We do a lot of industry-specific panel discussions where I identify experts in the area with different majors and bring them to the table to talk to our students about how did they land in their first job, what was their experience like, how would student with a degree like them actually launch their career in the right direction. So I think those are just to name a few. We do industry panels. We do networking sessions. We do information sessions for employers in the area. So we bring them on. They talk about their opportunities, their organizational climate, what is it to work like in those organizations.
Wow. It's very interesting. And Lisa, of the programs that you're working with, how many programs do you actually have? And how many people work in the Career Center?
So the Career Center professional staff is myself and Vaishali. We are the professional staff there. But we also have 10 fantastic students that work with us. We train several of our students to become peer advisors. So our first line of defense when a student walks into our office, they're going to meet with a peer, somebody that knows what they're going through and is able to really kind of assist them through that process and provide some good feedback right away. So that way the student never has to have an appointment. They can always walk in and find somebody there to help them out. Mm-hmm. We also do programming throughout the year, things like our Career Carnival, which is kind of more of a fun event. And don't have to wear your business suit to come to the carnival. Mm-hmm. But we do things like that help students start that career development process of understanding who they are and finding the right fit occupationally for them that's going to help them to be satisfied with their career. Mm-hmm. So we help them identify what their interests, skills, values are when it comes to jobs, and help them identify possibilities that would align with that, which sometimes can be a disconnect when a student comes and is like, I'm not really sure what I want to do. This sounds like fun, but they've never kind of explored who they are and how they might fit in that role and realize that, you know, that's not a really good fit for me. So we try to help them figure that out early on in their student career, so that way they can spend their time here in developing a career path, a map, an action plan, if you will, through their 4 years getting involved in campus, volunteering off of campus, and gaining the necessary career readiness skills that they need to be great candidates then when they meet with employers.
Sounds like a great program. My goodness. And so tell me about the actual the center. Where is your offices? Are they in this building here?
So we're in the Student Life Center, which is actually across the street from the University Student Center. It's located with a lot of the other student life offices and fitness center, wellness center. So we're kind of in one of the buildings where a lot of the student activity happens. So we're there on the second floor as well as with the wellness center, and we have our career closet also in the Career Center or near the Career Center, I should say.
And do you work just for this campus or for USF in general, overall,
so
other campuses?
We do work just for this campus here at St. Petersburg, but we work very closely with the other Career Centers. In fact, I just met with the director from USF Sarasota Manatee yesterday. So we work really closely together with the other Career Centers, even though we are separate entities. Mm-hmm. And we invite all USF students to our career fairs, as well as the Tampa USF Career Center invites our students to their job fairs and things like that as well. So we work really collaboratively.
Vishali, what kind of job market is there locally for students and that have graduated recently? We hear about oftentimes that it's a very tough market. What's it like here in St. Pete?
I would say the market here is blooming also because we have so many new businesses and small businesses and entrepreneurial organizations coming up. So yes, the market is definitely opening up from maybe what was a few years ago. I mean, let's take this job fair for an example. We have employers hiring in almost every single major that we offer here. We even have employers hiring from majors that we do not offer here, like engineering or computer science. So I think the market is definitely opening. However, the employers are definitely looking for more polished students, students that have the right skills and know how to articulate those skills or sell themselves for that matter.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any statistics at all on the percentage of people graduating and finding jobs within the first year, anything like that?
So here at St. Pete, about 72% of our students in the previous year found employment within, I believe, 6 months of graduation.
Wow.
So something we continue to watch and track and try and get our alumni to tell us where they're going and what they're doing right as they graduate. So
can you tell us a little bit about USF overall? What kind of programs do you offer? And what kind of students will employers find here?
So we have a variety of majors at the university. We have both three colleges, the College of Education, the College of Arts and Sciences, and the Kate Tiedemann College of Business. So we have the three different colleges, including lots of different programs within each. We have everything from health sciences to mass communications, political science, psychology, accounting, of course, within business management information systems as well. So just to name a few of our variety of majors. So,
and Vishali, what kind tell us about this job fair. We have how many employers are here today?
We have about 80 employers today. And as per the registrations, they've indicated that they will be advertising more than 700 jobs. So we have 80 employers and 700 jobs being advertised today.
That's incredible. I mean, that's a good job market, I would say, right?
Yes, it's a place to be if you're here at USF St. Pete today.
And what's the student body look like? How many graduates a year?
So we have our enrollment is about 4,500 right now, and I know the university and our strategic plan is looking to grow to 10,000 over the next 10 years. So we're looking to see that increase every year as our campus grows itself.
Wow. And how many career fairs do you have a year?
So, Dean, we have one annual job and internship fair in February. We do a fall September part-time job fair, and in November we've started doing government and nonprofit expo. So we have three altogether, but then year-long we're always looking for opportunities to work with organizations to see if they have a requirement to hire students. We will do customized events for them.
Okay.
We actually recently included or have remodeled a area of our office to have a room for interviews. Mm-hmm. So employers can now come to campus and interview students here on campus, and we can set up interview days for them and so forth as well, which is a brand new service that we're offering.
Can they do that any time of the year?
They can do that any time of the year. Just contact us and we can help them with gathering the resumes, mm-hmm. preparing for the interviews, scheduling an interview day, and then filling up their interview slots.
Mm-hmm. So today we're on the job fair. They're also talking about internships.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you encourage your students to try to take as many as they can.
Of course.
Absolutely.
A national average is actually that a student that has an internship 60% more likely to, about 60% more likely to receive a full-time job offer then. Mm-hmm. So we highly encourage students to do internships because it could lead to a full-time offer, but also it really helps them to reality test their choice of career, mm-hmm. to figure out if this is the perfect fit for them. And employers like it as well because it can kind of be an extended interview for them and to see if they really, really fit with this candidate and want to keep them on full-time afterwards too.
And so I think you mentioned that some people that have graduated are now here as employers, hiring people.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
We have some great alumni that are recent alumni. Our former student body president is actually here recruiting today. So we have several recent alumni, and I'm sure there's some alums in the room that we haven't even found out that they're alums yet. But mm-hmm. so it's fantastic to see some familiar faces come back to campus and now get to be on the other side of the table. It was great seeing them here just last year in their suit and tie, yeah. looking for employment, and now they're here on the other side of the table.
It's exciting.
So yes, yeah. very exciting to see that.
And so tell me more about the job fair. Today we're going to be here until what time?
We started at 10 and we will be here till 3. We also have interview spaces for employers who've indicated that they would like to interview candidates right on spot. So we have spaces booked for them that they can take the candidates they identify to interview and get rid of that phone conversation or awkward phone interview where they're not face-to-face with the interviewee and the interviewer.
Mm-hmm. So do they have those scheduled interviews in the rooms off outside of this room here?
Yes, we have some rooms set up outside of the main ballroom area where all of the employers are currently at. But we have a room located just down the hall that's got about 7 or 8 tables in it, so that way 7 or 8 interviews can be conducted at a time. Mm-hmm. But at least it's a little bit more quieter and a little more relaxed where they can actually sit down at a table and conduct an interview with a student.
Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about the college and the area that we're in here, because the purpose of this show is to let people know what it's like to live here. And but you guys are perfect examples of people that have come from other areas. And so tell me, what's your impression of being here? You know, you've been here a couple of years now, right?
Yeah.
So let's start with you, Vishali.
I have to say I absolutely love being here. Though I moved during the summer months, which was May, wasn't the best time. But I have to say it's so much more better than various other parts of the country. I mean, I moved here from Chicago. And while my friends and everybody else is dealing with 11 degrees Fahrenheit right now, I am here in this beautiful weather. Mm-hmm. So it definitely is a beautiful city. I've also lived in San Francisco a little. And I think the city is very comparable in terms that it's very walkable. Like, you can literally walk everywhere. I mean, you would not walk in San Francisco, but then the population there is really active. So I've seen some similarities between San Francisco, which is now overcrowded, to Tampa Bay, which is not as crowded, but then everything is just so accessible. Mm-hmm. Plus, where else can you go to the beaches in December?
Right. So, Lisa, what's your experience here?
I moved here in July 2013 and actually stayed for a short time in my parents' have a retirement home that they bought from my grandparents just a little south of here. So I was very excited when we found a place and moved into St. Pete because we absolutely love the city. It's vibrant. There's so much to do. There's so much to see. There's always something happening. I loved that just a couple weekends ago there was 7 or 8 different things happening. There were all kinds of events and programs and community things happening. We've gotten involved in community here and just felt very welcome from the moment that we came. And, mm-hmm. and yes, you can't beat the weather.
And the arts. We have a great art community here.
Fantastic arts community. Coming from a very small kind of rural town that was just a college town, it's mm-hmm. great to be in a place that has a very active community with a lot of arts coming in. Just fantastic. There's always something to do, always something to see, and something to learn.
And there's new businesses coming in. You're finding that people are being employed, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you get feedback from your students and about what they're doing and,
right.
and all of that. And has their experience been pretty positive?
Absolutely. In fact, we have more small and new businesses recruit with us heavily than the larger businesses. Mm. And I think one of the most positive things we've heard from small businesses or new businesses is that our students are very employable, and they're very flexible and nimble in their approach and their skills, so they're easy to find a fit wherever. Also, with the new entrepreneurial mindset that our students are graduating with, I think they find a very good fit in these new businesses as compared to something that's more structured and more concrete in terms of where they would work and what they would do.
So what's coming up for USF here? And are there any other events for the Career Center are coming up? Because you're going to be graduating soon, right? I mean, there's push for that.
We've got graduation coming up in May, of course. But we also, just next week, we're having an etiquette dinner for our students, which is always a fun time here on campus and having a students get a free dinner. They always show up for that. Free food, students are there, right? So we have a great...
Part of the right?
Exactly. That's how they plan out their week. Where's the free food and when can I go? But no, we do have a fantastic etiquette dinner planned that we coordinate. The Career Center works really closely with our Student Life and Engagement Office and puts on this event that we have Patricia Rossi coming in to do. And she really does a great job at teaching the students all kinds of etiquette, including which one's my bread plate and how do I hold my fork?
And that's all very important. And I can tell you that in my experience, the etiquette, especially at a restaurant, I was telling you a story about a person was interviewing for a presidency of a company and didn't show up with a jacket to a dinner, didn't get the job. So it's very important.
Very important.
And so people listening throughout the country that may want to look at a different school for themselves, why should they choose University of South Florida?
I think one of the fantastic things about the University of South Florida St. Pete is that we are a small college atmosphere, but the large university feel as well. Being part of the University of South Florida system, we have all those opportunities as part of the system. But here on St. Pete, it's nice welcoming a small community. We have the most eclectic and fantastic group of students here. I absolutely love the diversity of our student body, just in talking with everybody about their backgrounds and what they like to do and what their interests are. And that's just a wonderful and fantastic characteristic, I think, of our university here at USFSP.
Vishali, what do you like about it? Well, what would you tell those people considering different colleges?
I think definitely to what Lisa said, you know, the student to staff or faculty ratio is one thing that every student should definitely consider. You know, this is a university where you can get personalized individual attention, which is not very common in most of the bigger schools. Second, you know, as I think about my job perspective and my career point of view, I would definitely say St. Pete, Tampa Bay area, it is the new land of opportunities. I mean, you have opportunities ranging from like the biggest businesses to these wonderful entrepreneurial organizations coming up. So whatever your, you know, idea of working with an organization could look like, I think you have those opportunities here. You have new businesses coming up. You have larger organizations. And I think the amount of opportunities this area offers is immense.
Great. So this kind of brings me to one part of my program that I call the interview tip of the week. So if people are interviewing, and you're certainly helping them with their how they go about that. So, but if somebody was going to interview for either a job with the Career Center or with one of the employers here today, what one piece of advice would you give them?
My one piece of advice, I think, is to relax and be yourself, of course. One tip and strategy to kind of help you with that is as you enter into an interview and you introduce yourself to that interviewer, look around the room if it's their office. Is there something that you can maybe ask them about? Oh, is that your cat? Or are those your kids? Oh, did you go to school at Defiance College? Where's that? Look around the room, ask that first question, break the ice and make it a more of a personable question just to kind of break the ice, make yourself feel a little more comfortable and set the tone.
All right. Yeah. Vishali?
I would say have your value proposition ready because I, as an employer, anybody who's hiring wants to know what do you bring to the table and not so much what my job would do for you. So have your value proposition ready, have your skills ready, what the job requires, and pitch yourself right in.
Yes.
Well, wonderful. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much. We're at the end of our half hour now, and I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to be my guest today, and also thank you for allowing me to do interviews here. It's been a pleasure meeting most of the companies that are here and also meeting you guys, and you know, you're doing some really interesting work and valuable work for the students. I really appreciate
thank
that
you.
I'm sure they do too. So again, thank you so much for being a guest on Job Talk. And so those my guests today are Lisa Schaus and Vishali Gakkar of the USF St. Pete Career Center. And anyway, so thank you very much. And so right now, this is a news segment. It's called Job Talk Alumni Update, where I share some news and updates from former Job Talk guests. And this week, I want to mention that NetDirector recently deployed their highly anticipated auction.com interface. After weeks of development and collaboration, they're able to successfully integrate the new service and have begun submitting eligible properties to auction.com. So congratulations to Harry and the team over there at NetDirector. And you can read more about that on their website, netdirector.biz. Some shout-outs. I want to give a quick shout-out to everyone I spoke with who are in New York and Boston this past week. Be safe and warm out there from those unbelievable winter storms. Hope you get down here for a visit soon. You know, it's going to be in the 70s this weekend. We definitely want them to show up. And we just can't beat the winter weather here. And I want to thank you all for listening to Job Talk and for tuning in to RadioSt.Pete.com. You should check out all the great music and local musicians who are featured here. And did you know that now you can choose your favorite style of music 24 hours a day? You can choose between the main oldies, jazz, and classical. And there are other interesting programs like Suncoast Tiger Bay Luncheon Broadcast, upcoming events at the History Museum in downtown St. Petersburg. Will Coons hosts the Homemade Broadcast, and the Indie Circuit with Mo airs Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern. So you'll find all the previous shows in the audio archive section, where you can listen to your favorite shows at your convenience. That's RadioSt.Pete.com. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer, so check it out. And if you like what you hear, please listen again and tell your friends. If you have any questions or suggestions for guests or would like to be a guest yourself, please send an email to me at RadioSt.Pete.com. I'll answer your questions on the next program or call you directly. Also, I want to take this time to thank my guests, Lisa and Vishali, for being such terrific guests today, as well as I want to thank Chuck, Joe, Richard, Harry, my engineers, Dan and Sean, and all the Eagles for their help. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to anyone in the country that if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did, too. So thanks for listening. And until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everyone.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg. RadioSt.Pete.com